This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
The scripture says, shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. No, can't say hallelujah anymore.
We're going to shout together because we're all one in the spirit. There's no space or time. One, two, three. Oh! Why are we shouting? Because we're excited. We're shouting because it's the first day of Lent and it's Ash Wednesday. 40 days to consecrate ourselves and grow closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. You have a decision to make that you can treat this Lent with conviction and seriousness and know, I'm not going to be the same person this year when Easter rolls around. Or you can just be wishy-washy about it. You know, are you someone who gets a little crazy when people tries to take away your food? There's people, you try to take their food away, they get a little nuts, they get a little angry, they get a little crazy. Give it to the Lord Jesus. He wants you dependent on the bread from heaven, not from the bread on earth. You know, today is Ash Wednesday. Me and Father, we haven't got our ashes yet, but we're going to get them. And the great thing is we get ashes because we are sinners, but a cross because we have a Savior.
The Lord has something in store for each one of us this Lent. Don't let these 40 days go by without you experiencing that what God has for you and that which God has for me. How do I do it? I say, Jesus, I want to know what you have for me during this Lent. And you've got to speak it out loud and clearly, because I am so spiritually hard of hearing. Come with your presence and teach me during this Lent, so that as Lent proceeds, I am growing more and more and more in love with you. Oh, yes. It's all about being in love with the Lord. I don't think about I got to do this and got to do that and got to do the other thing. No. I want to be more in love with Jesus. Mm-hmm. When Easter comes, I want to be a new creation. More in love with the Savior. More dedicated to Christ. More open to his mercy and his love, more open to proclaim the word of God with clarity. Oh, I'm not going to play and play without clarity. God's word is God's word. I want to proclaim it and live it as he spoke it, especially as he spoke through the mouth and heart of the Lord Jesus. This is Lent. God has something in store for you. This is Lent. God has something in store for me. Don't let it go by without getting it. How do I get it? Lord, I am so hard of hearing your word. You've got to speak so loud that what you want me to get during Lent, I can hear it and I can receive it. That's simple. That's simple. Yeah.
But when the Lord speaks to you, you got to push into the spirit and you got to discipline yourself to do what the Lord is calling you to do. You know, even when we fast, fasting doesn't help God. It helps us. It disposes us to receive the fullness of what the Lord has for us. It allows our spirit to grow and our flesh to die. Because living from the spirit is the key to living a born-again life and the power of God, fulfilling the destiny he has for you. Jesus wants you to live from a place of victory. You know, but if we share in his sufferings, we share in his glory. There's a lot of time where I need to allow Christ to put me on the cross so that the parts of me that need to go can be crucified so that eventually I can live in the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I know people are holy when they're excited for Lent. Mm-hmm. Are you excited for Lent? So someone was telling me, I can't wait for Lent. I said, wow, I haven't heard that before. Because she knows she's going to grow in the spirit. She knows that during these 40 days, that God releases a special grace upon this earth. Where fasting might have been impossible before, the grace is there to fast. While mortification might have been hard for you before, there's a grace there. Maybe go to Mass every day that you can. Maybe go to adoration for a couple hours a day. Maybe you're not Catholic, so you say, oh, I don't do Lent. The grace is there, whether you're Catholic or not. If you love the Lord Jesus, these are 40 days to prepare yourself, as Jesus did in the desert, for his coming and his resurrection on Easter Sunday. You know, it's so good. A lot of my greatest moments with the Lord has when I've been sacrificing for the Lord, when I first came to him. And he called me to do hard things. As a man, especially, but as a man or woman of God, we are called to do hard things for the Lord. If you're looking for a man of God, the number one trait in that man is he needs to have self-control. If men don't have self-control over their bodies, their minds, their emotions, their anger, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad for them. And women, you need to have the ability to submit as your husband or as a man submits to God. And when this formula is carried out and you have self-control and you have the ability to deny yourself so that you can live a sacrificial life forever, the power begins to come into you. What did Jesus say? If you want to be my disciple, you must what? Deny yourself.
Take up your cross.
And follow me. And follow me. We all got different crosses, but let's not try to run away from the crosses. Let's embrace them. Let's carry them. And let Jesus bring us into a place of victory.
And our Lord Jesus will be our Simon of Cyrene. He wants to help us carrying the cross. And he wants us to find the power and value of the cross. I tell you, St. Paul said it. When I came to you, Corinthian people, I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. If it's good enough for Paul, it's good enough for Father Tom and Anthony.
Amen.
I decided, made up his mind, to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. And Lent is the time to extol the cross like we do not extol it the rest of the year. Oh, Lent is the time to extol the crucified and to say, come unto him, all of you who are weary and burdened. Come to him, for from the cross he draws you into his sacred heart. From the cross, he makes you a new creation through his precious blood. From the cross, he gives you a new life to live for him. Who are you living for? That's the issue. Who am I living for? Am I just saying these things on the air, and when I leave this room, I do everything I want to do for myself? If I do that, I'm a hypocrite. I'm going to tell you, I don't do perfectly what I preach. That's just the way it is. But I want to strive by the grace of God to live what the gospel says, to live what I preach. And I'm going to tell you, I do it imperfectly. You know why? Because I'm imperfect. But it's not going to stop me. I have done things during Lent and broke it. I remember once I said no more ice cream or no more candy. Oh, and Lent went on. And we were at a birthday party or something. And there was the candy and there was the cake. What am I going to do? Unfortunately, I ate it. What did I do after that? I repented and started again.
That's right.
Oh, that's the way it is. I am a weak person. I need the grace of God. I need the Holy Spirit. I cannot do any acts of mortification without the help of God. That's the way I am. I'm weak, but it's not going to stop me from offering it up to the Lord.
And this is the best news. God just sees a heart. So God only looks at the heart, not the works. If God sees a heart disposed and chasing after him, he's not really worried, okay, you fell and ate ice cream once or twice. He's looking at the heart that says, look at this heart. He's chasing after me. He's sacrificing for me. Jesus is saying he's putting me first. He fell down and he comes right back to me. And he says, Lord, I'm sorry, but give me the strength to maintain. See, that is what pleases Jesus. It is a disposition of the heart. It's not, oh, I wanted to fast and I got hungry, so I had to eat. Okay. All right. Next time, just do better. But you come to the Lord Jesus with everything you am, everything you have, everything you will be. And Jesus says, this person, I own him. I have his life. He loves me. You know, it's just like if you have a child, the child's going to make mistakes, but it's about, does this child love you with all of his heart? If this child falls, does this child just say sorry? You know, that's all it is. And there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. God isn't condemning anyone, but God wants us to try. God wants us to chase after him. Not pleasure, not after the world, not after ourselves. And again, all of these mortifications, all this fasting, all this sacrifice for the Lord, it doesn't help Jesus. It helps us. It helps us to know and to love and to serve Jesus. And the more we know him, love him, and serve him, the more grace will come on our life. The more happy and fulfilled we'll be. The more we'll be able to do for the kingdom. How many Lents do you have left? You know, I'm only 36. So I'm going to have, let's say I go to 100, 64 more Lents left. I want to make the most out of them. I want to make the most out of them every Lent. How many more days do I have on this earth? Every day I wake up, I'm one day closer to heaven, but it's a day to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not a day to be wasted. It's a day for me to win souls. See, Jesus is still, he's still hurting. I was reading the Book of Heaven today, and what Jesus said is what brings me comfort is people who bring me souls. Are you a soul winner for the Lord Jesus Christ? Lent's not only about giving something up, like I'm going to give up ice cream. Okay, that's okay for Jesus. But you're going to add something too. I'm going to go to adoration for an hour a day. I'm going to read a chapter in the Bible every day. Every day I'm going to tell at least one person for these 40 days about the love of Jesus. You make that decision. That might be the hardest one to do. But you make that decision. After 40 days, 40 people are going to hear the gospel. But you're going to walk in freedom. Because every day that you have to step out of yourself and tell someone about Jesus and what he done for them on the cross, you're going to have to die yourself. You're going to have to go from the comfort zone to the glory zone. But every time you do that, you shed a layer and you shed a layer and you shed a layer of the flesh, and you begin to live a life of power in the spirit. 40 days, 40 people. You give them the gospel.
Keep it simple. Keep it simple. When you wake up in the morning, tell the Lord, today is your day. I surrender my day to you. Bring someone to me that I can tell them about you. What a beautiful prayer that would be. Just one person. Bring to me so I can tell them about you and how you love them and how you have plans for their life. Just one person. You see, God does those things when we say those things. I'm telling you something. We live in a world that is lost. People are waiting for you and waiting for Anthony and waiting for me to open up our hearts and mouths to tell them about the embrace of Jesus Christ, crucified, died, buried, and raised from the dead. Oh, people are looking for the embrace of Christ. And who is going to offer that embrace? You. You. Nobody else. You. And do it. And how do you get it done? In the morning, Lord, send one person to me today. that I could tell them about how much you love them, Lord Jesus. One person. It's all I want. And you know what? He'll give you that person. And salvation will come to that person. For there is no other name to be saved but in the name of Jesus. Not in the name of Tom. Not in the name of Anthony. Not in the name of the bishop. Not in the name of the Pope. There is no other name under which heaven that we are to be saved but the name of Jesus. Oh, the holy name of Jesus Christ. That I tell you this. I'm not into swearing, but I'd much rather hear people swearing than take the holy name of Jesus Christ in vain. Yeah. I hate swearing, but I'd much rather hear someone swear than desecrate the holy name of Jesus. The holy name of Jesus. He never did anything wrong to anyone, and he never does anything wrong to anyone. I want to extol his name. I want to keep his name holy in my heart. Never will I want to say his holy name in vain. No, that name is above all names. As the scripture said, above all names is the name of Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, one day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let's start now.
That's right. Start today. 40 days, 40 souls. 40 days, 40 rosaries. 40 days, 40 masses. 40 days, 40 hours in adoration. 40 days, 4 times confession. Whatever you do for the Lord, there's a multiplication received back from heaven. The grace is there for you to receive it. I'm seeing an image in my mind of the Father just laughing with the love of God. And what he's saying, he's just seeing us with food. And he says, don't be crazy about your food. If you got to sacrifice food for a day or a couple of days or eat some food, God doesn't want us to be controlled by earthly pleasures like that. Be controlled by we need to eat this then. The Lord wants to withdraw you a little from the earth so you can connect to heaven. You know, during Lent, it's a time to fast. It's a time to give to the church, and it's time to pray. 3 tenets: giving, fasting, almsgiving, fasting, prayer. If you connect those 3 things and you really take it seriously, God is going to change you. You know, your spirit's going to open up. We are a spirit that lives in a soul. I mean, that has a soul that lives in a body. Fasting helps all 3 elements of that. It allows us to live from the spirit. It begins to heal our soul. And it's the healthiest thing you can do for your body, for your flesh. You know, after a couple days of fasting, your body starts to regenerate and to heal itself. Jesus even said that there's some spirits, some demons that only come out by prayer and fasting, because those spirits are in the flesh and they're rooted in the flesh. And until you really fast and pray, you can't get them out. Lust, if you're in lust, that's a sin of the flesh. Fasting gives you authority over yourself so you can begin to walk in victory. You know, we'll say it again. Fasting, it doesn't help God. It helps me. Yeah. It helps Father Tom. It helps us. You know, when we fast, what happens, why we get it, some people, they're not getting what they want to eat. And it's not only they're hungry, but then they get angry. Then they get frustrated. Then they get emotional. It's because all these repressed emotions, these repressed feelings that we're just stuffing down with food and pleasure and distraction, they begin to come up. They begin to come up, but it's good. They come up so they can come out, so we can be free. So there's not a layer of the devil's armor over us, and we're living from the spirit. You know, we begin to know ourselves truly when we begin to fast, when we begin to give, when we begin to pray. Let's talk about giving. Before the Lord taught me how to fast, pray, he taught me how to give. Most people, they give every part of their life to the Lord except their wallet.
That's
and
right.
They say, the Lord doesn't matter if I give my first 10% to the Lord. Oh, yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does. Some people say, I make too much money. Maybe I make $400,000. $40,000 is too much to give to the Lord. Be careful. The Lord has given you blessing. It's better to be in a place where you don't have much and you give the little you have to the Lord than if the Lord has blessed you tremendously and you're not giving the Lord his due, his first fruits. You know, it doesn't mean we're not going to go to heaven, but I'm going to be accountable for what I do with what the Lord gives me. And you know what? The Bible says those who love gold will never have enough. But you know what God gives you when we give our first fruit to the Lord, 10%? He gives us peace. He gives us peace. We don't desire money. We don't desire more. We become satisfied with what we have, and the Lord begins to provide enough.
Oh, a long time ago, as I was reading the scripture, I started saying to the Lord, I want to give you at least 10% of all that I earn. Give me the grace to do it.
Because it's a grace.
It's a grace.
You need the grace.
And I got the grace. When we started radio, I sent a letter out to all my friends. We got thousands of dollars. And then the Lord said to me, are you going to give 10% back? Or are you going to use all of it for radio? I said, Jesus, I'm going to give 10% back to proclaim the word of God in other ministries.
But what about your own money, your person?
Oh, my own money. 10%'s nothing. No, 10%'s nothing. I don't call 10%. Sometimes I give a third. And you want to know what? I've never been in want. Never.
Do you give before or after you give to the tax man?
Oh, before the taxes.
Who gets the first fruits? The government or Jesus?
No, Jesus gets the first fruit. And you know, I know people that are priests say, well, that's for the lay people. Oh, no, that's for the priest and the lay people. We need to be givers. Givers of our sustenance. Givers of the word of God. Givers of our health. Give us of our nature. We need to be givers. And no one can outgive Jesus Christ. No one can outgive the Lord. That's what it's all about. He emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being humble still, having the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name, every knee should bow. On the earth, under the earth, and in the heavens. And every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah.
So, this is really exciting. You know, we're just trying to give you the tenets. Prayer, fasting, almsgiving. Once you get those three down, the Lord will build you in the spirit in a greater way. We're called to be humans born again in the spirit of Christ, doing supernatural things for the kingdom. It's supernatural to give what you have to people you don't know. It's supernatural. What life do you want to live this Lent? What life do I want to live this Lent? God is good. He gives me the option. I can go namby-pamby this Lent. I can just kind of skate along. On Friday, I can't eat meat, so I go for a lobster boil and a fish fry. You know, how am I really going to live? God loves me either way, but do I love God? And how much do I love God? And how much am I willing to live a sacrificial life for the Lord Jesus Christ? We give, you know, little effort, we get little result from the kingdom. Every born-again believer should fast for 3 days so you push into the spirit. You should do it. Maybe start with 3 hours. Maybe start with 9 minutes, 3 minutes, you know. There's different types of fasts, right? So the church teaches one meal. You know, we know what the church teaches. The Blessed Mother teaches bread and water all day. And that will make reparations for the world. But if you want to push into the spirit, sitting there eating bread all day isn't the best fast. It's just going as long as you can without food and consecrating yourself to the Lord. See, a fast without prayer is a diet, right, Father?
Yes.
Fasting without praying is just you're on a diet.
Yes.
Satanists can do that. Buddhists can do that. And they do it. They do it better than Christians. They fast. They fast for days and days and days. You know, because when you fast, what's going to happen? The devil's going to try to stop you. See, we have an enemy against us. As soon as you go to fast and sacrifice for the Lord, there's going to be red flags that go up in the spirit. Because the devil knows, uh-oh, they're about to get free. They're about to get power. They're about to release the kingdom of God. And you know what happens usually when I fast? I come and someone goes, I made you a chicken parmesan. Mm-hmm. I made you this. And it's just temptations. But you know what? That's okay. That's okay. If you want to be my disciple, you must deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. So for these next 40 days, me and Father want to know, are you excited to deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow Christ? And we want to know, too, are you coming to the glory service tonight? Because you're invited. Last week, God opened up heaven over the church, and he's going to do it again tonight. Are you going to be there?
Come tonight. Good things are happening, and you can experience them.
Yes.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.